All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, the Bible answers man's most soul-searching questions. Where did man come from? Well, that's answered in Genesis chapter 1. Why is man here? Well, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13 answers that. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all, or the whole duty of man. The question of where is man going? Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 46, these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. We know that the Bible is designed for man's benefit, for man's profit. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it's in verse 15 that begins, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. So we see then it does not profit, though, all, and those that it does not profit are those that will not hear. In Hebrews 4, we begin reading with verse 1, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. It will profit us as much as we will allow it to. So the question we want to deal with in our study this morning is, how do we really profit from the Bible? In James chapter 1, let's begin reading with verse 21. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. We see that James here gives some requirements that are needed for us to be able to really profit from the Bible. Notice he said there needs to be meekness on our part. Again, verse 21, go back to verse 21. Wherefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. You know, foolish pride hinders many from receiving the truth. It's in John 9 that we see such an incident in verse 34. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sin, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. So we see that a know-it-all attitude is not going to result in a profitable study of God's word. Meekness involves a willingness to obey. That we must understand. In John 7 and verse 17, Jesus said, if anyone wants to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. So yes, we must really profit from God's word. We must have meekness on our part. But also we see here in James, there has to be action on our part. Verse 22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Verse 25, but he that looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And then the first part of verse 27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. See, in the Bible, those who acted on the word of God was the ones that were blessed. Those on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, we read in verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's in verse 41 that we read, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And we note that the early church there in verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And where we are here in James, we see another example, if we look in James, the second chapter, and notice concerning Abraham and what it says about him. In James 2, verse 21, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Did you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And one more, in verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, it said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So we see then, that in the Bible, those who acted on God's word were blessed. But also we see in the Bible, those that did not act on the word of God, those were not blessed. The chief rulers in Jesus' day, notice in John chapter 12, we read in verse 42, nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. We know that the demons believe. James tells us that in James 2 and verse 19. He says, if you have faith, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble. But what's the difference in their belief and the belief that you and I need to have? It's the difference between believing and obeying. Believing and having the works to confirm that belief. Demons have faith, but they will not do what God tells them to do. If we have faith, we're no better off than the demons if we do not do what God's word tells us to do. And certainly we know that believing alone is not enough. In James, the second chapter, we read these words in verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone says, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So it is then that to really profit from the Bible, we must have action on our part. Also in what we read in James chapter 1, we see that there is to be a self-examination to take place. In verse 23, it says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what manner of man or what kind of man he was. You know, we should look into the Bible with the anticipation of seeing ourselves as we really are. You know, sometimes we tend to overestimate ourselves, and sometimes we tend to minimize the seriousness of our faults. But we should look into the Bible to what we should do, because the Bible is that perfect law of liberty. It is that perfect standard. And we should look into the Bible to correct our flaws, just like we look into a mirror every morning to see what we need to do to correct ourselves before we go out and face the world. God's Word, too, is the mirror. We need to look into it with all honesty, see what it is that we need to change in our lives and make those changes. And then, too, that will help us not only to profit from the Bible, but, too, in verse 19, 20, and 21, James mentions one other thing that will really help us to profit from the Bible. So then, my beloved brethren, let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. You know, a quick temper hinders us from receiving God's word. That's what we've read in verses 19 through 21 here in James 1. It's in 2 Kings 5 we read of a man named Naaman. He became furious, and he went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy." See, Naaman had his mind made up as to what Elisha was going to do to cure him of his leprosy. But when it didn't turn out that way, Naaman's temper took over. He became furious, and he went away, not having his leprosy healed. You know, filthy and wicked hearts, too, hinder the reception of God's word. That's what we see here in James 1 and verse 21. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Unbridled tongues, they hinder the word, and they hinder the production of what James calls pure religion. So we need, verse 19 says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to act, and make sure that we have pure and undefiled religion before God. And two, worldliness hinders the word and the production of pure religion. The latter part of verse 27 says, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Friends, if we're not getting anything from the Bible, we might need to check on these things. And if we would receive good from the Bible, then don't be a forgetful hearer, but instead obey God's word. We see our time is gone. We're so thankful for your listening. We hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow. And it's under then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.